I give you for whatever she has the time to say, Margot Downey.
And I need Diane, somebody to get this for Diane.
Another one rides the bus. Hey, another one comes home. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
I love it, Mike. Thank you. Okay. Hello, everybody, fellow Federationists and friends. My name is Margot Downey, also known now as Commissioner Downey, at the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. What I want to talk about is what Carl asked me to talk about, but also my topic is NFB springing into life. And Carl and I were talking one day about NFB can do so much, but what we can do is go out and do other non-NFB things that indirectly are not relating to NFB and change the world. You know, one of my favorite people in history is Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, one of his favorite phrases was, be the change you wish in the world. And isn't that what NFB's doing? And isn't that what we do, everything that we get out in the community, get out in life and do? Carl asked me to talk about why I'm an NFB and why I stayed. It started, my parents raised me as a very capable, independent, blind kid. Sight was downplayed in our household because I didn't have it, so I couldn't use it, so I had to find other ways to do it. They raised me with our structured discovery philosophy. They didn't know what that was, but they raised me with that. There were times that my mother would even rearrange the kitchen and do other things, and then I would have to figure it out because her view was the world would not be the same all the time. So I grew up with just, I think, the NFB philosophy without it being there. Then I read a Braille monitor one time, and then when I moved to New Orleans to live there, I met some people who were members of the National Federation of the Blind. They took me out to eat. That's always a good way to get people involved, take you out to eat. And I joined NFB in 1979. First convention was Miami, Florida. So I've stayed in NFB because of all of you and all of the other people in NFB who have supported me. And I want to talk about one of those supports right now. In April, this April, I got a call from the executive director of the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. Julie Phillipson, our state secretary, and I have been working around the NFTA doing various things for about, probably 16 and a half years now. And so she knew us. But anyway, the executive director called me and asked me if I would like her to submit my name for the governor to appoint me as commissioner of the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. And I was very surprised, but I said, sure, we can do that, you know. And so she did. Then Mike Robinson commenced to help me fill out about 30 pages of forms. I'm sure he remembers that well. And I was investigated by the state police, then the governor's office, and then nominated. I did, yes. They didn't find out about my past, but anyway. And so then on June 14th, the governor nominated me, and on June the 20th, the Senate confirmed me. I got a commissioner letter, along with the other three new commissioners the next day, from the executive director. And it was very exciting. By the way, those interested, I've been investigated by the FBI since then for my airport badge, commissioner badge. And I passed that one, too. So anyway, when I got the call from the executive director in April, I called Julie Phillipson, woke her up, and said, told her what happened. And she said, go for it. And there was such electricity and good energy in that I knew that was the thing to do. Thank you, Julie. So, anyway, so I'm now the new one of the new commissioners at the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. It's been very exciting. I've even been possibly dealing with commissioner issues this weekend. Didn't have to, but I was going to have to split myself in two for a while, I thought, but apparently not. So I represent the transit-dependent community. It's kind of a special position. So that includes disabled, homeless, anybody, your car broke down so you have to use the bus for 6 weeks. Anybody like that, I represent. Other things that, and I want to, I'm talking about this because I want people to realize that NFB springs us into life and that we need to get out in our community and we need to change the world doing things that are not NFB. And some of the things I've done are I've worked with the LGBT community because I'm part of that community, with anti-bullying projects, dignity in schools, and many other things, and hate crime legislation, many other things I've done. I've done human rights work here and abroad. And I've been a president of my church's board of trustees for 4 years and vice president for two. Been very active in NFB. And I guess what I'm saying is we have the support of everybody here. Everybody here who can tell us that we can do it. And so if there's something in the community, something out there that strikes you as something that's meaningful to you, get out and care about it, do about it, take action. Whatever it takes, whatever's meaningful to your heart, mind, and soul. And so what I want to ask, we got a little quiz. And what I want you to remember is, what did Julie say to me when I called her about that? And it was, go for it. So I want everybody to go for it. Get out in the community. Get out in your world even. And do what it takes to make the change. And you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, one of my other favorite people, said, do one thing every day that scares you. And doesn't NFB say that too? Thank you very much.
Thank you. You got me back on schedule.
Are we okay?
Yeah.